Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Monty James here with the All-Star Lucky 13 reporting barns edition of America's Hot Barn Report. Now on Season 8, we culled a few smaller ones and added a few big ones to give cattlemen nationwide price discovery from the top cow-calf counties in the USA. We're locked and loaded. T-shirts are at the printer. Now let's proceed with a brief overview of our reporting barns and what makes them some of the best live cattle auctions in America. I'm on it. Please welcome our northernmost barn, Stockman's Livestock Exchange in Dickinson, North Dakota. John, Austin, and Dan are North Dakota nice, which is the ultimate compliment. Young, hardworking, and building on a legacy that goes back to 1937. Welcome aboard to Stockman's Dickinson. Next up, Faith Livestock Auction. Dace and Jody Harper are hardworking ranch folks that have pulled FLA up to one of the biggest cattle barns in the Dakotas. Huge Monday sales. A big welcome aboard to Faith Livestock in the dinosaur country of West River, South Dakota. 105 miles east near Bear Butte is the famous Newell Sheepyards and St. Ange Livestock. They pull in cattle from Wyoming, Montana, and the Dakota Twins. Here's one of my favorites, North Platte Stockyards in the tough cattle and railroad town of North Platte, Nebraska. The Tuesday sale pulls in the best of the Southern Sandhills. Friendly crew, too. Same at Sister Barn, Ogallala Livestock Market. Kind, caring ownership and some of the biggest numbers in the U.S. of A. Head west, partner, 150 miles, and you'll bump into Lex Madden and the crew at Wyoming's famous Torrington Livestock Market. Absolutely one of the biggest cattle barns on the planet. From thence as the birdie flies, 760 miles northeast in a cattle-rich stretch of the North Woods of Minnesota is a stunning facility known as Tri-County Stockyards. They pull cattle in from Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. A true winter fortress, same with Napoleon Livestock in West Central, Southeastern North Dakota. Hey, I got all the directions in there. The Bitts family have a massive, aesthetically pleasing barn that handles hundreds of thousands of hardy Norske cattle.
Yeah.
Platte Livestock Market is hunkered in right where South Dakota grass and farm country meet. Good crew and a steady Wednesday sale. Same with Bassett Livestock Auction in the Northern Sandhills in Nebraska. Some of the best cattle and prices on this rock at BLA and Cowtown. Horatio Livestock and Moobridge Livestock are two reputable South Dakota barns landing some of the best hardy North Country genetics anywhere. Both Thursday sales, both located in Pheasant and Walleye Heaven, if that's your thing. Last but certainly not least, Stockman's Livestock in Yankton, South Dakota. Top sale barn in the Dakotas for numbers, the premier fat cattle sale in the universe. Monty James for Season 8 of America's Hot Barn Report saying thanks for listening to this Tower of Power. Tune in and turn on to America's Hot Barn Report, bringing true price discovery from the heart of America's Great Northern Beef Belt.
Price discovery, the process of determining the value of cattle through the interaction of buyers and sellers.
Direct from some of America's top sale barns.
Yeah. North Platte Stockyard, Stockman's Livestock, Troy County Stockyard, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Moorridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Beef Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
America's Hot Barn Report, nationwide on rural radio and Great American Hometown Radio Stations.